Good afternoon, Marlon. This is Anthony.
Hey, Anthony, this is Grant over at Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Hey, what's up?
Not much, man. Just enjoying my Monday. I just had a quick question for you, and it's an odd one, but it'll probably parallel into a second question. So there's no, is there any way Marlon would consider funding a funder, somebody who does MCA loans?
No, not at all. It's restricted with us 100%. We won't even consider it.
Okay, good, because that's what I thought. One of my reps told me to reach out and see if that was even a thing. I figured it wasn't. But that brings me to my next point. So I have a Marlin restricted industry list, but it's extremely short. Basically four things: adult, gamble, municipalities, and nonprofits. Is there a more detailed restricted industry list for Marlin?
No, that one should probably be on there. Everything else, we kind of do it by what industry they are, coupled with where the location is. So, for instance, if it's in the industry, it's a less favorable industry, which we kind of know what they are. Your used car dealerships, your anything that has very low deposits, anything that could pick up and move, and it's also in a less favorable state for us. And there's about a dozen of those. Then we will probably just turn and decline it right then and there, but we kind of take it on a case-by-case basis because we don't have enough historical data to straight up restrict like some of the other players do. Like we know, like QuickBridge and Channel Partners, who we deal with on the other side too, if we give them something, they'll just straight up restrict certain industries. We're going to try to stay away from that now until we have enough data to put it in writing.
Okay, but that brings up another good point. So Marlin, for the time being, would consider used car dealers?
Yes,
Least
but
consider them.
the likelihood is not very good. We very much shy away from them. We would look at it in a very negative way. We would we it would have to be extremely strong. When I say that, coming from indirect without any prior lease pay history with Marlin, the chances are probably close to zero. We kind of leave those things open too, because remember we have the leasing side of the business too that does, $30 million a month and hundreds of thousands of customers. So if they've got a history with us and they've got prior paid leases or they're paying us on the books, then we can kind of work things out as long as we're okay with the location, we're okay with the banks. But from an indirect perspective, coming out without prior history, pay history with us or, anything like that, it's going to be slim to none that we would do.
Yeah, and I've been working here for a little bit over a year, and really we get used car dealers seldom to, maybe just very infrequently, but we're very limited on who we can go to. But I can say that there have been at least one or two car dealers that, are making 7 million and have 750 FICOs and, a good number of deposits. So it's always good to know that we have at least some slim chance of potentially getting an offer out. That's always
If they're true independents, the chances are even lower. That's where the catch-22 comes in. I did a lot of indirect financing through car dealerships before I came here on the credit side. And if they're not independent, where they've got a franchise, Ford, Jeep, Audi, whoever it is, then a lot of their banks offer them floor plan financing, where it's like an accounts receivable, where they invoice the inventory they have, and then as they sell the cars and make profit, they pay the line back. So a lot of those franchise guys don't need this kind of product because they get it through their lending sources already. So if you deal with your Ford and you deal with Ally Bank, Ally will give you a line of credit against your inventory because it's mutually beneficial for you to sell those cars. So if they're truly independent, as in it's like Joe's Auto Sales or something like that, and they don't have big player financing with, one of the dozen or two major financing companies out there, and they can't get floor planning, then there's a reason that they can't get that. So then we'll know that that's even more of a risk than it'd be otherwise. Having said that, if it's a franchise dealership and you happen to get it, we'll probably look at it, but they probably don't need our financing because they can get it elsewhere.
One other question, what about lawyers?
Catch-22. Really, really shy away from those. Again, it's one of those same exact things. We don't do a lot of them on the leasing side, maybe a copier here or there or something like that. So they're not going to have a lot of pay history for us. We kind of try to stay away just because of the loan agreement situation. And I don't know if that was an industry thing or if that's something we decided to do on our own, but we're too worried about, somebody finding a loophole in the loan agreement saying, "Oh, we didn't pay you because it said this." So.
Yeah, I know. My dad's a lawyer. I know how they could be. So, totally understand. Okay, yeah, I just figured I'd take you through the restricted list and see if I was missing anything. All right, sounds good. I'm going to let my rep know and appreciate your time.
No problem. Thank you.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.